SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Allied forces blasting numerous Houthi sites in Yemen overnight. U.S. and British troops hitting targets in a second wave of assaults meant to further disable Iran-backed groups in the region. The targets in 10 different locations and were struck by U.S. fighter jets from the USS Dwight D. Eisenhower and American warships firing Tomahawk missiles from the Red Sea. Mississippi GOP Senator Roger Wicker says it may be time for the United States to deal a crippling blow to Iran's oil infrastructure.
Well, that would hit them in the pocketbook, and clearly we've been doing exactly the opposite for the entire 3 years of this Biden term. I mean, actually billions of dollars have flowed into their pocket.
Also at srnnews.com, an Iraqi militia leader downplaying the U.S. strikes in Iraq. Here's correspondent Karen Chamas.
Speaking to the Associated Press, Hussein al-Musawi, a spokesperson for Harakat al-Nujaba, one of the main Iranian-backed militias in Iraq, suggested a desire to cool down tensions in the Middle East. His comments come after the U.S. struck dozens of sites in Iraq and Syria used by Iranian-backed militias and the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. The air assault was the opening salvo of U.S. retaliation for a drone strike that killed three U.S. troops in Jordan last weekend. I'm Karen Chamas.
President Biden looking for a victory in today's South Carolina's Democratic primary, officially kicking off his party's nominating process. Biden overwhelmingly favored against Minnesota Congressman Dean Phillips and author Marianne Williamson. GOP primary there is February 24th. This is SRN News. Amazon Prime producing a very controversial cartoon.
It's set in hell, makes Satan a sympathetic figure, and includes a cascade of profanity and sexual content. Amazon says it's aimed at adults, of course, but family advocates point out the kids will be attracted to it because it's animated, and it won't be hard for them to access it on their parents' account. The show, dubbed Has Been Hotel, has actually sparked backlash on social media, with a lot of Americans vowing to cancel their Amazon memberships. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Greece's influential Orthodox Church will fight the government plan to legalize same-sex civil marriages. Church officials say they will present their views to congregations nationwide. The Greek Orthodox Synod says while the legislation is the job of the parliament, that doesn't believe the church of its unity to inform its faithful. This is SRN News. South Carolina State Senate approving a gun bill. Here's John Scott.
The bill would allow anyone who can legally own a gun to carry their weapon in public. The bill would also provide free gun training that is currently needed to get a concealed weapons permit and create an ad campaign letting people know about the open carry of weapons and the classes. Supporters estimate that this could cost the state at least $4 million. The Senate altered the House bill, so that chamber will have to approve the changes before the proposal can go to the governor. John Scott reporting.
Another great week on Wall Street. Things ending on quite a rebound Friday. The Dow was up 134 points at 38,654. S&P 500 gained 52 at 49.58. And on the tech side, NASDAQ ahead 267 points at 15,628. More details at srnnews.com.